Castles built on sand never stand the test of time, but cities which float on water could change the world. Do castles built on sand ever stand the test of time? No, castles built on sand never stand the test of time. Could cities which float on water change the world? Yes, cities which float on water could change the world. A nonprofit group called the Seasteading Institute believes floating cities will free humanity from politicians and enrich the poor. Does the Seasteading Institute believe floating cities will free humanity from the poor? No, the Seasteading Institute doesn't believe floating cities will free humanity from the poor. The Seasteading Institute believes floating cities will free humanity from politicians. Do they believe floating cities will enrich the poor? Yes, they believe floating cities will enrich the poor. They also believe they will be good for the environment. What do they also believe they will be good for? They also believe they will be good for the environment. It sounds like something out of a science fiction film, but this isn't just a crazy pipe dream. Does it sound like something out of a horror film? No, it doesn't sound like something out of a horror film. It sounds like something out of a science fiction film. Is this just a crazy pipe dream? No, this isn't just a crazy pipe dream. PayPal founder Peter Thiel is bankrolling Seasteading's radical plans to introduce the first floating city by 2020. Who is bankrolling Seasteading's radical plans? PayPal founder Peter Thiel is bankrolling Seasteading's radical plans. When do they plan to introduce the first floating city? They plan to introduce the first floating city by 2020. The floating city will include its own homes, hotels, offices, and restaurants. What will the floating city include? The floating city will include its own homes, hotels, offices, and restaurants. There are plans to build it close to the island of Tahiti in the Pacific Ocean. What island are they going to build it close to? They are going to build it close to the island of Tahiti in the Pacific Ocean. Seasteading President Joe Quirk believes the city could become an independent nation ruled by its own laws. What does the president of Seasteading believe the city could become? The president of Seasteading believes the city could become an independent nation ruled by its own laws. He thinks such a place would encourage new levels of peace and understanding. Would such a place discourage new levels of peace and understanding? No, such a place wouldn't discourage new levels of peace and understanding. Such a place would encourage new levels of peace and understanding. Mr. Quirk said, "Governments don't get better. They're stuck in previous centuries." Did Mr. Quirk say that governments get better? No, Mr. Quirk didn't say that governments get better. Mr. Quirk said that governments don't get better. Where are they stuck? They're stuck in previous centuries. That's because land incentivizes a violent monopoly to control it. If you could have a floating city, it would essentially be a startup country. What kind of monopoly does land incentivize? Land incentivizes a violent monopoly to control it. Does he think a floating city would essentially be a startup country? Yes, he believes a floating city would essentially be a startup country. The Seasteading Institute hopes to create thousands of floating cities by 2050, each one offering different ways of governance. How many floating cities does the Seasteading Institute hope to create by 2050? The Seasteading Institute hopes to create thousands of floating cities by 2050. Will each one offer the same way of governance? No, each one won't offer the same way of governance. Each one will offer different ways of governance. The organization has reached a deal with the French Polynesian government. What government has the organization reached a deal with? the organization has reached a deal with the French Polynesian government. The tiny nation of 118 islands has given them 100 acres of beachfront to manage their project from. How many acres of beachfront did they give them? They have given them 100 acres. French Polynesia is interested in the project because of the threat of rising sea levels in the area. Why is French Polynesia interested in the project? French Polynesia is interested in the project because of the threat of rising sea levels in the area. But the floating city plan must prove itself economically and environmentally before it receives the final green light. How must the floating city plan prove itself before it receives the final green light? The floating city plan must prove itself economically and environmentally before it receives the final green light. It's estimated the first floating city will house up to 300 people and cost $167 million. How many people will the first floating city house? The first floating city will house up to 300 people. How much will it cost? It will cost $167 million. Local bamboo, coconut fiber, and recycled materials will be used during its construction. It will also feature roofs covered in vegetation. What materials will be used during its construction? Local bamboo, coconut fiber, and recycled materials will be used during its construction. Will it feature roofs covered in chocolate? No, it won't feature roofs covered in chocolate. It will feature roofs covered in vegetation. In the beginning, the cities will float offshore of their host nation. Where will the cities float in the beginning? The cities will float offshore of their host nation in the beginning. They will have a considerable amount of political independence, yet they will rely on their host nation for legal and military protection. Will they have a considerable amount of political independence? Yes, they will have a considerable amount of political independence. What will they rely on their host nation for? They will rely on their host nation for legal and military protection. Seasteading's co-founder, Peter Thiel, believes the idea of floating cities is groundbreaking. Does co-founder Peter Thiel believe the idea of floating cities is a minor development? No, co-founder Peter Thiel doesn't believe the idea of floating cities is a minor development. Co-founder Peter Thiel believes the idea of floating cities is groundbreaking. The current reality is the geography of our birth determines our government. What does the geography of our birth determine? The geography of our birth determines our government. The Seasteading Institute claims floating cities will give people the freedom to choose the government they want. What will floating cities give people the freedom to choose? Floating cities will give people the freedom to choose the government they want. If inhabitants disagree with their government, they are free to move to another city. What are inhabitants free to do if they disagree with their government? Inhabitants are free to move to another city if they disagree with their government. As a result, governments will be forced to improve to attract citizens. What will governments be forced to do to attract citizens? Governments will be forced to improve to attract citizens.